This is By Grace, and by grace I am speaking to you today. We have a special guest speaking with us today. She is a humanitarian and a dynamite speaker. She is the executive founder of Mission Cold Hands, Warm Hearts, which aids in homeless relief. Although it's cold out in Canada in late February, grab yourself a warm drink to warm your hands and get ready for her to warm your heart. We need to love on those who hurt us and disappoint us. That's the way we show the love of Jesus. More so, the people who hurt us, because they are guarded by their own hurt and shame created by their choices. Pride wants to puff out his big, hairy chest and demand his way. Walls are being built up to create a safe boundary around themselves so that they don't have to face the music. Because in their own hurt and sadness, they don't want to risk rejection. Because the truth is, sorry sometimes just isn't enough. As humans, in the worldly view, sorry isn't enough. We all have a fear of rejection, and we all deal with it in different ways. But love conquers over. Love conquers. By choosing to love the ones who hurt us isn't agreeing that what they did was right. It's freedom. It's allowing those negative inclinations that want to find a cozy place in our hearts not to take root. It allows more room for positive and healthy emotions to be planted. Our heart is a very sensitive, delicate organ, only roughly the size of a large fist. Its stature alone suggests that there is no room for hate in it. When we choose to forgive our enemies, those who have hurt us, friends, family, or spouse, we are regaining our own power. The power of not allowing bitterness to hinder you from being who God made you. I'm not saying it's easy. God, no. I'm saying the reward is ours to take. When we are kind to those who don't appreciate us, you can have a sense of comfort in knowing that they don't have the power to take our peace. It's not our job to make others love us. Say this with me out loud. I will look in triumph at those who hate me. Every relationship and circumstance calls for a different approach. Sometimes you have to love others from a distance. But the end result is always the same. In love, in freedom, and peace. Lord, I pray that we would love others and treat others the way that we would like others to treat us. Help us to understand their situation and how they are feeling. Help us to be the stronghold when they are weak. To love our enemies more and not define our past relationships with the ones we can have in the future. In Jesus' name.